Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Sean DePaul, Get Busy, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. That is exactly what people plan on doing. They're getting busy in KZN, they're out and about, they're wearing their booty shorts, and we are happy to receive you. Welcome. Each and every single one of you, thank you for tipping immensely, hey? 15% or bust. However, in the spirit of going out and doing things, we are about to have a great drive debate. Under the kind of guise of our reservations at restaurants, killing spontaneity, right? Should a night out be a spontaneous decision or a scheduled appointment? Two sides, two voices, let's go. Right. Argument all number right. one.
All right, shoot.
Pro. And okay. I am pro
okay.
this.
Okay.
Reservations protect the guest experience. You are wilding if you think that in December you're going to walk up to some restaurant and be like, hey, 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 six of us to go, please. No, that's not going to happen. You need to call in advance to avoid disappointment. So I'm going to take the pro side. Reservations are not the enemy of fun, okay? They're the friend of the experience. First, reservations give diners certainty. No long waits, guaranteed seating, predictable service. Okay. Restaurants and platforms like OpenTable, a platform which did comprehensive research on the state of the industry and the trends redefining dining in 2026, and Tock report that managed bookings help restaurants plan staff, reduce chaos, and increase revenue, which in turn funds better food and service for the guests. And as we learn from Beauty and the Beast, you must be our guest. So for restaurants, reservations also reduce no-shows, which obviously is going to help you, high-end venue situation, to protect your business model and ultimately the guest experience. Case studies from reservation platforms show how restaurants that use structured bookings can create higher value, memorable experiences for guests and invest in innovation. Tox case studies, for example, detail how restaurants increased revenue and cut no-shows after switching to managed booking systems and deposit policies. That stability keeps kitchens creative, customers satisfied, and your doors open.
All right, so argument number two is as follows. Reservations are making dining feel like an appointment. All right. Reservations are turning an impulsive night out into a calendar event. Spontaneity is about ditching plans and stumbling into something great, a surprise table, an unexpected vibe. Many diners crave that freedom again. Recent trend reports says people want more spontaneity. And are booking same day and last minute seats more than ever before. When everything is locked behind a reservation screen, walk-in culture and the joy of I'm hungry now, let's go, is eroded. There's also a culture, well, a case study, if I may, because Stacey gave you a case study, I must as well.
You're like, I also have one, guys.
The pressure is on that shows different approaches in cities with strong walk-in traditions. Think casual tapas culture, spontaneity, fosters social mixing and serendipity. Even acclaimed fine dining brands have experimented with pop-ups and queues to recreate spontaneity. Norma's Burger Pop Up, that's one of them. And, also after post-COVID, Q Experiments reframed waiting as a communal, spontaneous experience rather than a failed booking. To close my argument, what then happens when you book a month in advance? Well, you are told days before that you no longer have that particular table or room at that particular restaurant, and you are offered a table by the balcony, which is not nice. Because they are birds, and you know what birds tend to do when they're feeling a bit comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's never nice. So are you ready to talk about the classism as well, Stacey? That comes with, you know, this booking model? Rhetorical question. Is a rhetorical question. You know,
I got you. The fancy words today, hey?
Here we are.
So, KZN, in your opinion, are restaurant reservations killing spontaneity, or do you believe that they make your dining experience better? Give us a call, 087-086-9495, or send your voice note, 061-792-9495.
Oh, that was a lot of English. I'll have you know that ever since we decided to use the word spontaneity today, I have struggled at every effort Yeah, I'm sure. My people from Andeni are proud. We're trying.
No, you know what it is.
Spontaneity. Next thing I'm going to say, this is just is being spontaneous.
There's it. Well done, Ben. Nailed it. Do we have time to take a caller after our English lesson? Okay. So first up on the line, we have got James.
Hola, James.
Hi, you, my James.
What's up, guys? Hey. Well, nice to speak to you guys again. Long time.
Yeah, hey, it's been a minute. Now, James, in the spirit of spontaneity, thank you for heeding our call. Do you believe that restaurant reservations are killing spontaneity? Do you think that they're a bit like loserish, or do you think that they make the dining experience better?
I think it's not, that doesn't kill the spontaneousness, because I mean, you can book down the line and surprise your missus or whoever you want to take out, and she could be like, hey, why are we going out? You know, like, oh, spontaneously booked this table for us months ago or whatever.
Just to play devil's advocate, right? So, you know how in South Africa this thing called service delivery is at the lowest, right? So when you book a table a month, even a year prior, come the day, you don't actually have that table, and you get a balcony seat and you're sitting under birds, and it's not
a vibe. But then that's the spontaneousness about it. It comes with it, luckier. If you get a seat by the birds, then so shall the birds sing for you then, eh?
No,
spontaneousness.
The birds are not releasing high keys. They are releasing some other nonsense that's not good for the vibes, man.
James, thank you. That's a pleasure, guys. That's actually quite a cute point to make.
Thanks.
Also, please make notes, guys. Make notes. You are playing it off as spontaneous, but in actuality, it's pre-planned.
It's giving romance.
And it's not even February. Oh, what a time to be alive. This conversation continues. It's a genuine conversation. Also, if you're in the service industry, you work in a restaurant, you own a restaurant, you have in the past, what do you think is better, right? Are restaurant reservations killing the spontaneity, quote unquote, or do they make the entire dining experience better, not just for the guests, but also for the establishment? 061-792-9495.
I got it. Spontaneity.
No, that's not it. Spontaneity.
Spontaneity.
That's my boy! So on the line with their two cents, Glenn from PMB. Glenn, how are you?
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You welcoming us. I love that.
We are all welcome here.
All right. Glenn, which side of the fence are you on, my friend, with this one?
I definitely believe in the reservation side.
Yes. Yeah. I think
it just prepares the restaurant. You know, they also need to keep themselves organized and know what's coming. And in terms of their catering, I think it's just fair on them. And also on the party coming to eat as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to drive all the way there and only to get there and be turned away. So I just think it's just good practice to book a reservation. Then, you know, done and dusted, nothing to worry about. You can go sit and enjoy. You don't have to drive away and be disappointed.
And hungry. Thank you, Glenn, from PMB.
And hungry. Yeah, yes. 100%.
And now we're going to turn to Stacey, because I feel like...
I have something to say about this.
Did someone turn you away?
Yes.
An entire Stacey
yes.
Norman.
Yes.
I've never been turned away. I don't know what you're talking about. How were you turned away, Stacey?
So,
bye, Glenn. Bye, Glenn.
Yeah. Bye, Glenn. You're welcome. Okay.
Bye.
So he's still bye.
Yeah.
So you know that my family was here.
Yeah.
They flew in, right? Uh-huh. And I knew that they were going to be here about 6 weeks before they would have arrived.
Okay.
And this was a big dinner because it was my family meeting my boyfriend's family. And a friend of mine said, there is this particular restaurant and I will not be petty because my mother raised me better than that. So I'm not going to mention
good
who
girl,
they are.
Good girl.
Okay. But they have a private dining room and I was going to get a photographer.
Yeah.
And nothing more obnoxious than you're trying to eat your food and some middle class influencers trying to take photos, right? So I didn't want to be that person. I called this restaurant 6 weeks before we were going to be there to book.
What did they say?
Not a problem.
Easy.
All Gucci.
Booked. Tick.
The photographer can come.
Yeah.
The day before we were supposed to go,
yeah.
My mother is landing, touching down in KZN. I get a phone call from the restaurant. Me. Shame. Hi, how are you? Thinking you're just calling to confirm.
Tomorrow I'm coming, yeah?
This is what I was told. Yeah, so you can't have that private dining room. We can put you on the balcony or we can put you outside.
How?
In that tone. To which I responded, pardonnez-moi, because I was geskok. I didn't know what was going on.
How?
Wait. I was like, so what about the photographer? What must happen now?
Yeah,
People have flown and we planned this. And it was met with, if he's any good, he'll be able to work angles that won't disturb other patrons.
Lying,
if you don't like it, we can cancel the booking. 6 weeks' notice.
Yo, this is the day before.
And I booked 6 weeks in advance. So clearly I was meant to have booked 17 weeks in advance.
Yo, bruh, that's swak, eh?
Guys,
and you didn't pull a do you know who I am?
No.
How's this?
No, I would never do that. That's actually.
I know, right? I know.
But actually, that means, because clearly, Auntie was on one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
also,
yeah.
If that's just how Auntie treats the customers. So, even when you book that far in advance, you may lose your table to, I'm guessing, a table of a high importance, a higher esteem.
It sucked that you experienced that. Swag, Stacey.
You know who you are.
Okay, so back to
the drive debate.
Restaurant reservations killing spontaneity.
Yes, because we spontaneously had to go somewhere else.
Or do they make dining better? Call us on 087-086-9495 or you can send us a voice note on 061-792-9495. No one is going to acknowledge the fact that.
He said spontaneity!
Come on.
Stacey. Get hooked on good vibes. Stacey and Chase Boone. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.